Always on the cutting edge. Drive time it is. 0722380712 is the WhatsApp line. People are quiet today. Must be the weather. Government has announced it is working on the rollout of its new district development model, the DDM, that will address and facilitate for better coordination and integration. This is on the economic side of things. This was announced by COGTA Minister, which is Cooperation of Governments, etc. I can't never get the full title. Unkosazana Dlamini Zuma, when she addressed government this week. Online for comments is Executive Director, Democracy Development Program at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, Dr. Paul Kariuki. Dr. Kariuki, welcome.
Thank you so much, Shafiq, for having me on the show, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
So what do you make of the district development model mooted by the minister? It makes sense on paper. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a great initiative, even as an idea on paper, in its attempt to ameliorate the kind of challenges that the local government has been experiencing at the municipality level. And you may recall a month ago or so, the Auditor General's report, which I had the privilege to share with you my thoughts on your show some time ago, wasn't very pleasing. And even the challenges mentioned there of poor public service delivery, or a development agenda, and everything that goes with it, always brings this kind of a space to think innovative ways to which public service delivery can be frustrated at that level. So from that point of view, I would welcome the initiative, but of course it has caveats to watch. And but it's a benefit of coordinate action is concerned.
Yeah. What are the caveats, the beware signs that you are referring to? Because obviously, I wouldn't have to tell you that in South Africa we are very good. We draw up wonderful policies, but we never execute them.
Yes. So there are a couple of caveats that I will put forward. It's, yes, as you correctly say, it's the political will to make it work, which makes it very difficult for implementation in our country, as you correctly said. We're good in designing policies and strategies and revising them well before even we implemented the last one, we revise it again. So this time around, we hope that it goes beyond the bureaucracy, that it is given the necessary political will works. I mean, an idea on paper, and number two, the second caveat, we also hope, because if it doesn't get implemented, then it will appear as if it's another electioneering instrument, yeah? COVID-19 has exposed public sector failure at all levels, and it's very dismal performance of municipality, the general report, that this may look as an electioneering instrument to try to would-be voters, being next year is the 2021 is the local government elections, to try to show them something that the ruling party is working on, to ensure that it does not become that kind to definitely fit its purpose. It has to be implemented and it has to be done soonest. The third caveat is to make sure that it does not become also a decentralized form of corruption. Remember, the Auditor General brought up that issue of corruption that has really beleaguered the capacity of municipalities to deliver on their mandate. And now we saw how COVID-19 also, as a pandemic, was also beleaguered malaise. And so, and it affected from national to provincial to district level and municipality. So we hope, I would want to believe that the model does not also decentralize corruption. you know, move it from one level of influence to the next one. And we know at the local level, based on the Auditor General's report, it's even more where that malaise is really centered. And the fourth caveat is to say that there will be continuous engagement with the constituents. Remember, pretty much a top-down approach. The model right now has been designed by the national government, brought to the district level. There is no sufficient in local communities and ordinary citizens about what does it for them. What will it, because it has to have some level of respect about the way we, the way local government functions, greater development must aligned to citizens. It would be interesting to see, is this model aligned to those expectations of local government, of ordinary citizens, so that it does, it moves it from where it is right now. Right now, it's a top-down approach to making development at district level work, and now we need to invest it the other way around. Make it a bottom-up approach, aligned model.
And Ned, I think those are valid points you're making there, because I think perhaps a lot of our policy failure is precisely what you've just explained to us, that a minister presents some good ideas, but good ideas are things that need to be worked on. And yeah, sometimes a good idea becomes another idea, an even better idea, and it becomes the best idea. But it has to go through due process. And yeah, I think everybody would agree with you that Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma has to be aware that she has to go through process first.
Yes, and that's precisely my sufficient engagement with those whom we are targeting the development for. It will not be well received. We have already historical accounts of where development projects or initiatives have been brought to particular regions or communities, and they have been abused or made even redundant. For example, a community needs a healthcare facility, and with all good intention, the local authority comes and builds up a school. Then the schools get vandalized because the school is not what the community wants. Community wants a healthcare facility. So it's things like this, make a model like this not to take off properly if we do not think process. How do we bring all concerned stakeholders at local government, at local community level, involved in reconceptualizing or reimagining their future based on the ideals of this model? I think that's a key question.
No, absolutely. And of course, one has to change the whole culture of government. You've just mentioned something, you touched a nerve, that the most government corruption doesn't occur up at the top, it actually occurs at the bottom.
Yes, that's the thing. So if you think about it, the essence, the core essence of the model is to decentralize development action, yeah? Mm-hmm. But we must not forget what has made that development not work for most people, that has resulted in ongoing civil protests in almost every part of the city. And that has to be with dealing with those things that do discourage development. Corruption is one of it. And it's more concentrated at the local level, based on the Auditor General's report. So if that is not dealt with, firstly, decentralizing resources with that threat active as it is right now, we will still have another model that will fail, another policy failure, and then we will create more conferences to evaluate why it failed. Yeah? Because we didn't take care of the first, what I would call, little foxes beforehand.
No, absolutely. Dr. Paul Kariuki, Executive Director at DDP, which is a democracy development program at the University of KwaZulu-Natal, talking about a new model to be implemented by government called District Development Model. And let's hope that it is rolled out in the best fashion possible. Dr. Paul Kariuki, as always, great chatting to you.
Thank you so much, Shafiq. Thank you for having me on the show. Drive.